this on here so that I would get to it quicker, but I'm going to tell you, I just have on here Charlene's presentation. Mm-hmm. But it's the Morgantown History Museum.
Okay.
And when you get there, there's some other things that you go down. I might go back and try to find it again without going through this easy way. This was the top part of it. The African-American experience in Morgantown. And then that was one of the pictures that I used for my campaign. And then and as you see, I just talked about the population of Montague County and some of the other things there, the earlier African-American schools. But on your laptop, if you just go to there and you get it. And then I show some of the maps and talk about some of the things that used to be.
Is that Jenkins related to you?
No. You know, somebody, many times I've seen that name, I never connected to my mother's name, but I'm sure not. And then this Professor Alexander Wade, who, it's something, when I look at this now, it just really something. But there was some things that he did for African-American schools and a project that I don't know all about, all the things that he did. But anyway, when I think about this, as a high school student, some of the families would call the black school to see if any young ladies wanted after school jobs. And I was always looking for a job. Mm-hmm. And before I even knew about him connected with the schools, one of my after evening jobs was working for his daughters, and they lived across the High Street Bridge. Uh-huh. There's a big house to the left. Uh-huh. When you go, where you know where Fred L. Jenkins is?
Yeah.
And up there, that great big house, that's always called the Wade House. Uh-huh. And I worked there for them after school, and they were just great with me. So I thought, boy, that's something. This was a little schoolhouse that had been down beside the Phil House years ago. Uh-huh. And this was years and years ago. I don't know. I was talking to a lady not too long ago that's in her 90s, and I asked her, did she go to school there? And she said no. So I don't know how long ago they went to school there. And that was a picture of some of the black kids there. Little Red Schoolhouse. Oh. And, of course, I got that on Fowles. And then I just go on down and talk about, you know, the schools and what happened there. And 501 White Avenue, that's where there was a building, and I'll come to it, down on University Avenue, Big Church Avenue. Mm-hmm. And that was the first black school. Then when they outgrew that, they went to White Avenue in this house, a huge house, and it's still there. Mm-hmm. And then, because when that building was getting overcrowded, there was someone who was campaigning, writing to President Roosevelt and so forth to build a better school here in Montague County. Yeah. And that's part of some of the things that's in the book. These were just some of the schools throughout the area that were for black students. This one is still up in Jerome Park, and this is two pictures of it. Mm. And when the Board of Education would sell that property, a private family or private person would purchase it and maybe turn it into a house. So this is now a residence there. And it was kind of humorous to me when I was saying, I was so busy and I was trying to put all this together and get the pictures. Mm-hmm. And this one lady said, I'll help you. And I said, I got to go up there to Jerome Park and take a picture of that school. She said, let me do that for you. And I said, I bet you don't know where that school is. She said, yeah. I said, it's just a little place. Uh-huh. She said, I know where it is. She said, no, it's bigger than you think. She said, but I said, trust me, you do not know what I'm talking about. Could I get you spicy tea?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So it just dawned on me. Sometimes I get to talk and I forget to talk.
Oh, that's okay.
But she said, we go up that way a lot. And I said, yeah, you don't know where it's at. So when I told her where it was, and she shared it with her mother, and her mother is older than I am, her mother said, I never knew that building existed.
I don't think I know where that is.
So
always buy it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. But they had, let's just see, a number of schools throughout the area for African American students. And then one of the things I found out, and it seems like it always happens, you'll read something in history and you never know if it's really true or not. Mm-hmm. When I was going through some history and looking for some things about this school, it said that the Board of Education voted to close it in 29. And I thought, that's mm-hmm. not true. I thought I wasn't around in 29, but I know it's not true mm-hmm. because I knew some people who went to school there until the 50s.
Oh, wow.
So I called this one lady and I asked her, I said, when did they close that school? She said, well, they didn't close it until, I said, see, mm-hmm. the record says, mm-hmm. I said, I knew that. This gives you an idea. You know where the Million Post is, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going out that way, there's a street that goes up over the hill. That's called Dar Street.
Okay.
At the top of Dar Street, then there's a street called Central Avenue and Jerome Street, and that's where that's located.
Okay.
This was a building that was down on Beechurst Avenue that was the first high school. This gentleman here had an ice cream place there, see, it's called
mm-hmm.
Hunt's. And he let them have the top part of that for the school because there wasn't very many. But when they outgrew that, that's when they went to the high school. He was a millionaire, I guess, several times. West Virginia Regional History
mm-hmm.
Center, some of these pictures came from. And there's a street there from, this is the old president's house. Well, you know where Stuart Hall is?
Mm-hmm.
And right across the street, that used to be the president's house.
Okay.
And there's a street right here. No, right here. And they named that after him. But...
Mm-hmm.
And this is where his home was. But in later years, when they put a university building across that street only goes halfway down. It used to go all the way down. So then that just tells you about another guy that
mm-hmm.
used to be the principal. This guy was principal. That was a football team. Oh, excuse me.
Sorry.